531. When Roy Chowley immigrated to New Zealand from Samoa as a child, he did not know how to speak a word of English. Fast forward a few decades to 2021, and Roy has just accepted an offer of employment as quality and culture manager at Ke Aute Pasifika, a Waikato service provider in health, education, as well as support for Pacific communities in Hamilton. Roy recently gained a graduate diploma in human resource management from WinTech, owns a successful dental practice in Hamilton, Clarence Street Dental, and has been a successful HR advisor for many years, as well as a professional musician on the weekends. And if that doesn't sound busy enough, he also is a very loving husband and father to four daughters. Roy Chowley joins us now on Pacific Days for more on his incredible journey. Mārojoi fōrau sasunga, Roy, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mālō lava. Yeah, mūmōna, that's whaktai lo sunga. Maa, mōle nei awanoa, tātou te, you know, mūmōna mōle atu le, but ia mālō mālō tātou atu nu, le, you know, o loo mōl nei, teimi tātou taranoa ai. And thank you. What an introduction, eh?
Well, it's one worthy of someone of your stature there, you great achiever.
Now, not at all.
Before we get underway, Roy, as we do and as is customary, you know, tell us a bit about yourself, villages and, you know, your family.
Roy Chowley, as you've mentioned, kindly. Village. I'm from the beautiful place Waiala in the beautiful island of Samoa. Waiala and Waipunga. My father is the late Pat Mamaia. Some of the listeners from Samoa or from may remember the name. My mother, he's from Waiala, and my mom's beautiful Manaia Tanuvasa Chowley from Waipunga. So, and that's where I hail from.
Now, you've just started or accepted an offer at Ke Aute Pasifika. Can you tell us more about your new role as Quality and Culture Manager, please, Rui?
Yeah, look, I think it's an opportunity for me to join, first of all, a fantastic organisation that's out there supporting our community. Our people, in so many awesome ways, you know, with a holistic view of making sure that people have a good structure around themselves and their ainga to make sure that they give people their own ainga an opportunity to succeed in life. My role there is a quality and culture manager. At this stage, you understand I start on Monday. My role there will be supporting the team and making sure there are things in place to empower our people or to help grow our people that are on the front line supporting our community.
Now, let's take it all the way back. What year did you come over to New Zealand from Samoa, Roy?
Oh, Lord, I can't, to be fair with you, I don't even remember. It was so long ago, but I'm, I think 1989, 1990.
Wow.
Way back then, I think I was only 10 or 11 when I first came to New Zealand.
Your experience, when you first, you know, what was the first thing that you noticed when you arrived in Hamilton, or when you first arrived in New Zealand? Tell us a bit about that.
Silly. Coming to, I still remember family gathering and me saying to somebody and grabbing the camera, being a young Samoan fella, everything is new, grab the camera and take a photo. And I still remember being, or the laughter, the break of laughter when I said smell instead of smile. You know, so everything was new to me, bright lights, big city, even back then, you know, coming from Samoa, where the big city was, or Sunday afternoon was just a stroll out into the mangafā or into town and back, where there's not many lights. it was a big, big eye-opener for me.
It's easy to look back, you know, with laughter, maybe, you know, three decades plus on. But, you know, in terms of your journey around the language, you know, coming over and not knowing English, or maybe, you know, your command not as good as it is now, of course. You know, how was that experience for you transitioning from Samoa to life in New Zealand, especially, you know, when you first started schooling here?
Yeah, look, you know, us Pacific Island people are very thick-skinned. Laughter is actually a medicine to everything, so they say in the world. And we actually take that to the next level. In every way, shape, or form that we dealt with things, it was always with a bit of laughter. Hey, aka mai, le mea, whawhia whia, you know. So that was the way I dealt with it. You know, it was laughter. You know, at times it did hurt, but you knew that, oh, we're all laughing about it. I'm going to carry on doing this and improve myself. I surrounded myself with some awesome people. I'm a true product of a village. And what I mean by that, I have a loving mum that, you know, at an early age sent me to New Zealand for a better life, to live with other people. You know, the people that I landed with were some beautiful. I have so many brothers and so many sisters that were all really encouraging and helped me to be the person I am today. So, yeah, that's how I got through it.
Now, in terms of human resources, HR, how did that whole journey begin for you?
Oh, silly. That was an accident, really, to be fair. Look, I always, you know, the cliche of always wanted to help people, and I always wanted to be a cop, you know. Funny enough, a beautiful Samoan lady here in the Waikato employed me. Her name is Danielle Stowers Boone. A beautiful lady. She was a recruitment manager for a recruitment agency down here. She employed this one-armed Samoan fellow. I had my arm in a sling after breaking a collarbone in a game of rugby league. Eye, black eye, you know, we all do. And I had to do assessments and do things. And she said, I'll come back another day when you've got your arm out of sling. And I said, I'll do the assessments now, mate, if I can't do it now, you know. So she employed me and taught me everything I know and taught me that, you know, being in the police, and I love what the police do, don't get me wrong, but being with the police, I'm supporting somebody and I'm helping somebody that's already maybe in trouble or maybe in a place where they shouldn't be. But in the HR world, you're supporting people to put some structure around them, like I said before, put things around them so they can put themselves in a position to better embedment of them and for their aina. And that's why HR.
Well, you must have done, you know, made a really good impression, because it's something that you, you know, have worked in this space for a number of years with a local, you know, firm there in Hamilton, and which I understand then led to you continuing your study as a mature student at WinTech. Tell us about that.
Well, surely I was jumping in to study with WinTech. Frightening, to be fair, as an adult student. You know, you've got to remember, when I say I came to New Zealand and we used everything as laughter to learn, you know, to learn things and overcome a lot of things, still in the back of your head, oh man, I still can't speak English properly. Although, you know, so there was always that doubt. And Danielle, who I mentioned before, she always, always pushed me. And I've had a number of years an experience in the field. And she said, look, there's a glass ceiling if you don't get this piece of paper. So go and get it so that you can take that step. And I'd probably now, to make that step over to Kaute Pasifika, I probably would have never had that opportunity should I not, you know, if I hadn't gone and got that piece of paper. So yes, we can get through things, but you know, again, that was studies, and it was a frightening experience, really. But once you get in there, that's the hardest step, making the decision to do so. But once you get in there, the higher education providers these days, they actually want you to succeed. They don't want you to fail. You know, it's in their best interest to get people through and learn and grow. And WinTech here in the Waikato was a fantastic place for me to go to, and I still remember Brent Young, I believe his name was. It was the first tutor I had. He had international students, and the first day I was like half an hour early. I sat right in front of the class, and he's looking at me, telling I'm right in front of the class, and then right at the end of it, he said, "All right, all the international students, stay behind, and everyone else, you can go." And probably about 5 minutes later, he's looking at me going, "Roy, why are you still sitting here?" I said, "Look, man, I know I'm a domestic student, but if I can learn something else that you're going to, any other information you can give these guys, I'm going to grab a hold of that." And that man helped me understand a little bit more of myself as I went along in that first paper that helped me, absolutely go on and graduate. Yeah.
You make the decision, but in terms of your study at WinTech as a mature student, were there any sort of, unique challenges for you?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. There's always the challenge of, because I've just left a meeting and I'm in the class, and there's students that maybe in a different time in their life that are maybe being disruptive, and I'm just wanting to get on with things, So there's that impatient, and they're all probably sitting there going, "Oh, look at that old man getting angry at me."
Bit of diplomacy there. I like that. Now, also we said at the outset with regards to, if that wasn't enough, you got the dental practice and music. What's that all about?
Hey, silly, I guess I got the music genes from my dad and from his brothers, Mulianga, Mamaia, and also my grandfather. Mamaia was a trumpet player, and I know very little in that time, but I know music was in my family back then. I love the drums. Ever since I was a kid, all I wanted to do was learn how to play music, just everything I did. I remember primary school, I played the drums for the marching band, or for when people are doing when the school's doing assembly, while they're raising the flag. So yeah, I always had music in my bones and wanted to be something I did. So when I started gigging, I just used it as a business. Really, I just, took the opportunity to start making money off playing music and use that to buy my first home, and then I used that again to help my wife and I buy the dental practice or the business. So it's, yeah.
With that, talking about your beautiful family and, of course, your lovely wife, Lisa, there, and your four children. Talk to me, please, Roy, about the importance of, family coming over from Samoa, being, fulfillment of a dream for, your family coming over to New Zealand, and now with your own family, how that has, impacted your journey.
For me, family, my little family was important for me. My mum was a single mum, and I guess that was a decision for her to send me to New Zealand for a better life, and that made it hard for her, and I love my mum for that. A lot of people probably see it as hard. So for me, it was really important to create a family unit here at home. With my wife and I, and I have to say that since I never study at night. I was still, at the end of the day, my daughters were still seeing me on the couch with my wife watching TV together, squeezing her feet and showing what a dad should be like, a husband should be. So that was always important to me. So study for me was always at 4 o'clock in the morning. My alarm would go up at 4 o'clock, and I'd get up and I'll study until 7, and then another alarm would go off. That would be the time for me to wake my girls up and get them ready for school. So it was always important to make sure that my studies weren't going to interrupt that flow, because when that flow happens, when you interrupt the family side, then it starts playing into your mind and doubting what you're doing for the betterment of the family. So, yeah.
Sacrifice and tautua, eh? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Awesome. Mm. Roy, for our listeners and our online viewers tuning in, what's your final words, or just a message of encouragement today?
Mm. Look, for me, I think I posted something this morning, as I said to you. My wife reposted the article that you mentioned on Facebook, which I was pretty embarrassed about, really. However, after getting over myself and understanding that it was a story about success, right? And success isn't about me, man. My success is my own success. Other people will have success that is theirs. And I guess from my perspective, my parting words is that whatever your success is, it's just an opportunity for you to support those around you and help them think about their own success in the future. So whether it's higher education, and knowledge is power, whether it's higher education, don't be afraid, man. Get out there and do it. Whatever it is that puts you in the right position to make that next step in life, do it. Don't be afraid of it.
The new quality and culture manager at Ke Aute Pasifika, Roy Chow Lee, continuing the great legacy of those that have gone before. Whaftei tele lavalau sasunga, Roy. Thank you so much for your time today, and all the very best for your new role. God bless. Ia manu
ia. Whaftei lava. God bless. Pasu fua.
Pasu fua. It's 26 minutes past 2. Our news in Tongan is coming up next. Taukeo Brothers, Kukupa, 531 PI, bringing Pacific people together.